If you were blown away last time, you better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller, there's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee, Mike. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
It's a very good morning to Toby Morris, director extraordinaire. Hey, Toby.
Good morning, Mitchie. Great tunes this morning.
Thank you. I'm sure you mean every morning as well. This segment is called He Shoots, He Scores, where Toby Morris comes in with a piece, or the film, I should say, tells us all about it, but more importantly, explains the soundtrack behind the film, because music carries film. I'm sure you agree, Mr. Morris.
Mm.
What film are we going to learn more about this morning?
Well, look, Mitch, before we get into that.
Yep.
Look, if the majority of people told you to do something, do you think you'd do it?
You know me, I'm a bit of a pussycat, so probably.
If they said, leap off a bridge, you'd be gone?
Jump it.
This is disappointing, Mitch.
No, that's the wrong answer.
Because sometimes the majority can be wrong.
They can be wrong.
Just look at the American Republican Party. That's a little bit of political satire.
Ouch.
Highbrow.
Ooh.
Look, people can be wrong. And critics are people.
That's right.
And critics say that 1999's The Mummy is not a great film.
What?
But they're wrong, Mitch.
They're wrong?
Because it is a great film.
It's pretty good.
1999. Take yourself back, Mitch. This is the year of The Matrix, American Beauty, Fight Club, The Sixth Sense. Blah, blah, blah. Boring. The only film of 1999 that people really care about, the one they remember, it's The Mummy.
It's The Mummy. Of course it is.
Why is that? The Mummy's the best. Brendan Fraser is the best action hero. Rachel Weisz is the best beautiful English librarian. Arnold Vosloo is the best Imhotep. Who's Imhotep?
I don't know.
He's a guy who was mummified almost 1,000 years ago.
Ooh.
And now, because they read the Book of the Dead,
He's back.
He's a mummy.
Oh, no.
He's the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
You know how great The Mummy is? It's set in the 1920s, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, there's a scene which takes place in a Cairo marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to dress your extras period appropriately.
Yep, of course.
So what would you dress them in, Mitchie? 1920s Egyptian pedestrians.
I imagine lots of kind of robes and that sort of business.
On the money yet again.
Yep.
You got it, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a brown cloak.
Yep.
That would be good. Well, that's what they thought when they're shooting The Mummy. One of the extras, they realized halfway through shooting, he was actually wearing the brown cloak that was Alec Guinness's costume as Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars.
No way! How did he get that?
Mate, iconic cinema costumes, just background noise when you're shooting The Mummy. No time to worry about that, because you are busy making perhaps the most fun film ever made. Look, I went to America recently, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Universal Studios.
Yep.
Harry Potter World was open.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park ride was open.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care. What's the best ride there? Revenge of the Mummy. It's the fun of a roller coaster combined with the fun of the mummy.
Ultimate ride.
Get me on it. Get me on that ride. There are so many things about the mummy that are great, but we're here to talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, the music for the mummy, much like everything else about the mummy,
yes,
is amazing. You'll obviously know who did the score, yeah?
John something?
Jerry.
Jerry something.
Goldsmith. Jerry Goldsmith.
Jerry Goldsmith.
That's
right.
Yep. The man behind Alien, Star Trek, Gremlins, Chinatown, and Air Force One.
Wow.
Among many others. He's a true legend of movie music.
Mm-hmm.
And he composed the soundtrack for The Mummy, and he knocked it out of the park. Do they have parks in ancient Egypt? Because he would have knocked that sarcophagus out of there. What instruments did they listen to in ancient Egypt? Doesn't matter. Because the sound of ancient Egypt has been redefined by Jerry. For The Mummy.
Yeah, right.
Now, the film opens with a great scene featuring lots of great 1999 computer effects, which takes place in ancient Egypt 1,000 years ago, where we see Imhotep becoming the mummy.
Mm.
And then Mitchie, Stephen Sommers, the director, he bloody nailed this. The camera moves up to a big statue of Anubis, you know, the wolf man.
Yeah.
And then all the paint gets blown off the statue as we travel 1,000 years through time.
Ooh.
And now it's an old ruined statue.
Mm.
Now it's World War I. And the camera pans across and rises up to reveal this huge battle is about to take place. There's thousands of Tuaregs, who are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're on horseback and they're charging the ancient city of Hamunaptra, where the French Foreign Legion, led by Brendan Fraser... I'm defending it. This is a top-notch opening. What a scene. Great action. And it's got top-notch music to go with it. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a piece which shows just how effective music... Look, not even just cinema music, just music can be. This is the peak of musical achievement. I don't know how this film didn't get an Oscar, Mitch, but the world is a lie. Now, listen to how this music is able to place you in the scene. It gives you the context, the pace, the mm-hmm. intrigue, mm-hmm. character, mm-hmm. drama, drama, drama. And then bang, 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 there's guns firing everywhere. It's Lawrence of Arabia on steroids. The scene is the best. The score is the best. The Mummy is the best.
Here it is.
The Mummy.
The Mummy. Here it is. Thanks so much, Toby Morris.
Thank you.